This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 22nd, here in rainy Foxborough. And a big one on tap this week, Sunday Night Football right here at Gillette Stadium. The New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos come in with a combined record of 16-4, and that is what we've come to expect of the Tom Brady-Peyton Manning matchups. They almost always come later in the season, late in November, and generally there aren't a lot of losses combined. Matter of fact, four is about as many as these teams have had coming into one of these games in quite some time. Should be a good one. Not a whole lot to report on the roster per se this week. Patriots did not make any transactions, no moves whatsoever. But the injury report on both sides is somewhat intriguing, and the game status has just been released here. Michael O.O. Manawanui is the only member of the New England Patriots who absolutely will not play on Sunday. He has been ruled out with that knee injury that he suffered Monday night in Carolina. So he is the only guy listed as out. Of more importance for the Patriots and obviously of more interest to you would be the status of the defensive backfield, many of which are dealing with something. Kyle Arrington, Alphonso Dennard, Steve Gregory, and Aqib Talib are all listed as questionable. They all practiced all week on a limited basis. Arrington with the groin, Dennard with the knee, Gregory with the finger, officially listed as a finger, even though it certainly looks like a thumb, and Talib with a hip. Now, Talib talked a little bit this week about he admitted that the hip injury tightened up on him a little bit Monday. That's why he was not able to finish the game. He expects to go on Sunday. I would expect him to be out there as well. The question is how much and how effective he's going to be able, how much he's going to be able to play and how effective he's going to be. And that remains to be seen. Dennard, on the other hand, according to multiple reports, that knee injury was fairly significant. He suffered some sort of meniscus tear and underwent surgery that some of the local outlets have reported that will cost him a couple of weeks. Others say maybe not. The fact that he was out there at practice at least, I guess, opens the possibility that he could play. Unlike Talib, though, Dennard declined comment in the locker room on Thursday. So I think that I would lean toward him not playing this week. Arrington looks like he's going to be able to give it a go. That groin has been a problem throughout the year. He missed a little time Monday night in Carolina as well. And Gregory, after sitting out against the Panthers, looks like he's going to be able to give it a go, maybe with some sort of club-type cast over the thumb. He talked about how getting used to that. He never played with anything like that, and he's going to have to get used to it and probably deal with it. Elsewhere for the Patriots, a bunch of probables. Danny Amendola with the groin. Tom Brady, obviously, with the right shoulder. Rob Gronkowski, back, forearm, hamstring. Matthew Slater, wrist. Brandon Spikes with a knee. And Shane Vereen with a wrist. Now, Brady, Slater, and Spikes. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at that wrong. It's Brady, Slater, and Vereen. All were full participants all week in practice, while Amendola, Gronk, and Spikes were limited. But they're all listed as probable, so clearly they're all expected to play. But we don't usually spend a whole lot of time on the opposition. But this week, you have some interesting names led by none other than Wes Welker, who had to leave the Chiefs game last week for Denver with a concussion and a neck problem. He did not practice on Wednesday. He was a limited participant on Thursday, full go on Friday, listed as probable. Expect him in the lineup. Julius Thomas, their young, gifted tight end, who also suffered an injury against the Chiefs with a knee problem, did not practice on Wednesday, was limited on both Thursday and Friday, and he is listed as questionable, as is Champ Bailey, their soon-to-be Hall of Fame cornerback, who is questionable with a foot injury, and he hasn't played in several weeks. Be interesting to see if he could get back in the lineup. Peyton Manning was a full go at practice on Thursday and Friday, listed as probable. Obviously, he's going to go. Some various other injuries for Denver, but those are the big ones. But the big news for the roster report this week is the status of that secondary. You're dealing with injuries to four of the top five members. Devin McCourty is the only member of that secondary who is not listed on the injury report. how well those guys are able to play through the pain on Sunday night, I think, is going to go a long way toward determining a winner. But we'll just have to wait and find out. The forecast here in Foxborough is remaining pretty much the same as we talked about on PFW in Progress during the week. It's going to be cold. There's going to be some wind. I don't think it's going to be wind to the point where it's going to have a dramatic impact on the passing and kicking games. But there will be some wind Sunday night. And it is going to be cold. It's going to be down in the 20s more than likely by the time the game unfolds. It's not going to be pleasant for Peyton Manning and that bulky ankle, and we know that he has had a hard time at times throwing the football in the conditions here at Gillette Stadium. So, in my opinion, the game of the year, the Patriots have a chance to establish themselves as a Super Bowl contender in the AFC, a chance to get the inside track for one of those first-round buys with a loss. They're probably going to be on the outside looking in terms of those buys, heading into Week 13. But this is the one that I think we all had circled back in April. Denver coming to New England for a Sunday night football game here in Foxborough. So 8:30, we'll find out Sunday night. Join us at 6 o'clock for the Patriots Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand will be with Andy Hart and myself. Kevin will be here. Darren Hartwell will be in the Pole Center, and we'll be jacked up because the biggest game of the year is right here Sunday night in Foxborough. We'll talk to you then. And if you win, you get this shiny little bit of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.